Anyway, welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Sha Marie.
I'm Jean.
And we are recording two episodes in one day, just because we're not going to be able to put one out in the middle of the week like we normally do because of inconvenience reasons.
We're planning ahead.
So we're just going to give it to you guys on the same day. Well, I'm not going to release this on the same day, but this way you'll still have one and you won't hate us.
You're welcome.
So, you're welcome. Sing the song, but we can't afford it. But anyway, so we're just going to banter about 30, 40 minutes or longer or whatever, because like I like to say, it's my podcast. Mm-hmm. I can do what I want. But first, I have to say, I know that I'm skipping from what we said we were going to talk about and work into, but I just cannot get it off my head. The fact that we were on the Spotify's like recommended new episode weekly, check them out, my heart almost stopped.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Like,
that's a huge platform.
People are
Thank
so
you.
Amazing.
So much.
And so far, cross my fucking fingers, no one has said anything negative or been mean in any type of way,
that's
which
good.
I fucking love and adore every one of you for being such nice people. Which you guys are probably all real assholes, but they're nice to us.
Yeah, that's
yay. But I do want to see more interaction with everybody. You know what I mean? Like, I want to hear people's stories. I want to know why they love murder, why I love murder.
What you'd like us to discuss?
Yeah,
we could do
fun
research.
Discussions. Yeah. I mean, we even went out of our way and got on the Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean, good God, now we tweet. Well, we don't tweet. Secret backstage Eric tweets. So shout out to my husband because he's amazing. But yeah, he does all that. So I just want to interact with the fans more because I love it. I'm not, it's weird
we
to
like
even.
We like feedback.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's cocky to be like, we have fans. But I just love it. Like, I love everybody who listens to it. It's amazing.
It's nice to have support.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And really, when I thought of this and I was like, hey, you know what? I listen to all these amazing women all day long in my ear talk about something that I'm also passionate about. And I want to be in the room with them to be like, oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Oh, bitch. Oh. Oh. Oh, snap.
Then
no.
Maybe you'll get a guest starring.
Oh, something. My God. I would
right?
fucking die. Eric said something earlier about like, shouting out to them on like Twitter or something, and I was like, oh my God, but what if they hate me because I'm just a little girl from Idaho that loves murder? But they're super sweet, all of them are like rad ass bitches, but I don't know. But yeah, so when I first thought of it, I was like, no, even if just two people listen to it, I don't care. I'm here for the fun. I'm here to talk with Jean and record it.
Yeah,
this can now be used as evidence, so it's fun. Like, it's just it's fun.
Evidence to what?
Whatever happens in life.
Oh,
who
good.
Knows?
Oh, good.
And that's like I told my husband, like, you're safe, dude. I can't ever kill you. I'm doing a podcast about murder.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
as
true.
Much as you annoy me some days, bro, you're safe.
That's part of your job, though.
Husbands?
Mm-hmm. Because we annoy them equally.
Okay, so that's a good banter for today, too, by the way. Isn't it insane? Because I think in my head, our audience, is besides the sweet coworkers and amazing people I know that listen to it, are women. Not saying men don't listen to it or whatever, but I don't know. I just always picture it being women, and that's what everybody says, that the murder graphic is women.
Oh, really?
That, like, listen to murder podcasts and all that is mainly women.
Oh.
It's a big, huge thing, I guess. I'm not sure. Just fucking rambling. But anywho, so I can talk about husbands. And if husbands are listening, you guys,
you probably agree.
You know this.
Yeah.
And I dare one of you to be like, that's not how it is in my house, because I'm afraid, my friend, you might be a liar. But like, isn't it amazing how fathers, husbands are fucking invisible to spawn? Like, my children, okay, and we're dealing with a 5-year-old and an almost 2-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Me and him can be in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
Same exact room. I'm comfy. I'm chilling.
Yeah.
you have two parents to pick. Every fucking time, it's me.
Yeah.
And it's always like, I sit down, I get comfortable. Mom, I want this. Okay, cool. I'll go get it. I go back and I sit down. Oh, but Sissy wants one too.
Yeah.
Well, fuck. Like, cool.
Why didn't you get two down to begin with?
Right? I do it to myself, I guess. Yeah. But like, and then like, they'll be like, hey, mom, can you do this? Hey, mom, can you fix this? Hey, mom, where's that? Hey, mom. Hey, mom. And it's like, who is this guy on my couch? Like, do you guys see him? Like, he's right there.
Yeah.
Peaceful.
Yeah.
Just the most peaceful human being in the world. And he, it's like he doesn't even register what's going on. Because, uh-huh. like, I feel like I'm going to be on Snapped. And he's just like, oh, my God, my life is just so quiet and peaceful. Like, that's the look on his face.
Yeah.
And every husband does this.
But that's because you have it under control.
That is true.
You know?
Oh my God, dude, your purse is hanging on the back of the chair.
Oh, cool. Thanks for finding that. You're awesome. I lost it for a moment. It's right here. We're good.
It's been found. But yeah, I saw that. But anyhow, so after we did the story on
Cassie Jo Stoddard.
Yeah, yeah. We are prepared. Idaho. You guys like that shit? We were prepared, kind of, sort of. Only I didn't want to fuck up her name again, so Jean agreed to say it. But anyway, after we recorded that, my fucking cousin, I don't know if she wants me to say her name or not, my cousin Dest, but anywho, she comes up to me at work because we work in the same building, and she's like, dude, you forgot to mention the fucking dog that was there. My aunt got that dog. And that dog, I guess, I remember the dog. I can't remember the name of the dog.
Can you remind me real fast?
What do you mean?
Of the dog. Which dog?
Oh, just the dog that was in the home when she died.
Oh, okay.
Just the dog that was there that saw the murder.
Oh,
the sweet little dog. My aunt got him.
Uh-huh.
Got it. I can't remember if it's a girl or not. I should have fucking texted her and double checked. But
verified facts.
Yeah, my aunt got it. Uh-huh. And this dog truly, dude, hated dudes in hats. Like, you couldn't wear hats. You couldn't, like, cover your face. Didn't like men. Like, it was just so sad. Like, this poor dog just lived through hell, too.
Was and traumatized? She,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And she had her. And, like, I don't know. She just was like, dude, you forgot to mention that. And I was like, oh, shit, I'll bring it up.
Yeah.
I'll bring it up on my little mini rants. And by the way, that's what this segment's going to be called. I'm just going to call it my mini rants.
Anyways. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fun. I had to check with my boss. I'm like, hey, dude, I'm not going to get fired for, like, talking about Walmart. She's like, no. It's public opinion. She's like, well, shit, we probably should look up the rules. I'm like, yeah, we probably should. I just can't say anything bad, which I never would because I like my paycheck and I like my job.
Well, yeah, so, there's that stability.
I'm free to talk about, oh, and I have to have people's permissions before saying their names. But Andrea is like one of my main bitches, so I know she don't care. So, but dude, no, my Walmart friends fucking love this.
Yeah.
And they are amazing.
Yeah.
One of my friends that listens to it, he's so funny. And you know who you are. You know who you are. Anyway, he comes up to me and he's like, hey, have you gotten any complaints about the show or whatever? This is not exactly how the conversation went. I am so improvising because he is the sweetest guy and he doesn't really cuss or anything. And I'm like, no. I was like, the only ones I've ever gotten are from my little sister.
Who loves you very much.
Hater. Says I swear too much. And my husband also said I should not swear so much. But I am who I am. And I've been cussing since birth. Have not. That's a bad judgment on my mom, I think.
Well, no. 2-year-old. They're little parrots, man.
Oh, yeah. My kids are real little adorable sweet pea. But, yeah. He's like, have you gotten any complaints? And I was like, oh, not just about the swearing or whatever. And he's like, wow. Really? You swear more at work.
Oh, really?
And I was like, oh, shit.
You're going to get in trouble.
Well, damn. Okay. Because, like, really, dude, I don't turn it off. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
I can't. And sometimes it's so weird because I talk about work a lot because I fucking live there. I feel like When you're there from the time you wake up
to
when you feel like you should be asleep, even though it's not that late, it's where you live.
Yeah.
Should be my second address on documents. But, like, she's so sweet. And she's, like, she's so sweet that when I first started working with her, I was afraid to work with her.
Oh, really? Because you thought you'd break her?
Yeah. I was like, dude, I'm way too much of an asshole. I'm kind of like a see you next Tuesday kind of vibe. And you're kind of like, let me hug you because I love you kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. But she's, like, the sweetest thing in the world. And she's so little. She's just, oh, my God, she's precious. But she made it, like, you know how, like, some people can swear, and, like, when you hear it, you're like, trash. You're trashy. And then other people swear, and you're like, yeah, bitch.
Yeah.
For sure. She brought that up, and I'm like, oh, my God, maybe she's talking about me. She totally wasn't. But, and then I thought about it, and I'm like, I cuss, like, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't notice it sometimes. Like, I'll say it, and then I look at that person and the look on their face that I'm like, oh, shit, I went too far.
Yeah, and you usually say, oh, shit, I went
too far. Yeah, and I usually am like, well, damn, I pushed my limit, didn't I, honey? Like, ooh, oh, sorry, I should have backed the fuck up off that, but I don't. My poor husband, dude, there's been times where I'm talking to people, and you've seen it yourself, that he literally is like, I am so sorry. Like, you could tell he just wants to apologize to everyone around me. He's like, I'm so sorry. She's loud. She's obnoxious. She is what she is. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
It cracks me up. But that's, like, the only bad things that have ever been said. Yeah. And they're not even bad things. They're just like, hey, FYI.
Criticisms.
Yeah. Because my sister, even though she swears. Don't let me make my sister sound like she's fucking a saint. Because she's my favorite, one of them, because I do have two sisters, and one of them claims she listens to it, but this one I know she does, so I won't say your name until you tell me I can, I guess. That's the rules of this shit.
Well,
which is kind of fucking dumb, because really,
you have rules in play
here. Right, I guess. Who knows? But yeah, she's the only hater. And good old-fashioned Eric. She says I won't be open to, like, everyone, because there's some people who don't like cussing. And, like, really, I could try, but I guarantee you I'm going to cuss way worse if I'm trying not to swear.
I feel that if someone is truly offended by our show or by how you're speaking and who you are, then if they'd like to comment on that, then that's their right. But it is so easy to press that cute little button, and then you go to a different podcast.
Right.
You go to a cute movie. You can go to music.
You can go fuck
off. They have that power within themselves. You need to just be who you are, because that's what I love about you, and I'm sure that's what our following fans love about you.
Right.
So our fan you're base. Good. You're good.
Dun, 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 dun.
Can I touch back on the dog?
Yeah.
That Joe started? I don't know. That just intrigues me. I'm a big animal lover and love everybody. But
my answers, for sure.
They notice that kind of stuff. Like, when you come to my house and there's a hoodie or a hat on, and my poor dog is just old, but she can't see, but honestly, it's always kind of been that way.
Dude, I've always trusted dogs.
Like it, you know? And they also can tell the sense of a
guy. Oh, dude, they can tell if you're shitty. Mm-hmm. Like, they know. Yeah. They know you got fucking skeletons in some closets.
Like, if they're used to violence and then there's loud noises.
That dog barked the entire time.
Yeah.
From when she died to when they got there. My cousin told me that whoever had a rope burnt on its neck from its collar from barking so much.
Oh, wow.
Like, this poor dog went through the fucking ringer.
Because,
like,
he was trying to get anyone's
anyone to help, yeah.
So was he locked inside with her?
Yeah.
Because she wasn't found for a couple of days.
Yeah. Yep.
He didn't have a doggy door?
I'm guessing not. I don't know. She was there to house sit, so I'm pretty sure one of the things was to let the dogs out.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah. Poor thing was never the same. So sad. Yeah. Animals pick up on that shit, dude.
Absolutely.
Before our dog passed away, she was my judge of character. Like, if my dog or anyone's dog acts shady around a person or like, you're shifty. That bitch is shifty.
They can smell that.
Trust and believe that bitch is shifty.
Yeah, they can sense that and they can smell that and they're going to be loyal and protected. Well, if you, I don't know, I treat my animals like family. Mm-hmm. And so I just feel that what you give, you get back. So that's what I get back from my animals.
Oh, yeah.
Love and protection and loyalty and everything that it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mine and Eric's dog before we had children. Well, his dog before he had me. She was like our first daughter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when she died, it was a tragic thing. And like my 5-year-old still talks about her because children have a way of always bringing up the shit you never want them to talk about.
Yeah.
Ever. They bring it up. But no, so another thing I was going to talk to you about is I was listening to this podcast, True Crime Junkie.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And maybe. Yeah, it was them. Yeah. They brought up like a missing folder for like in case if you go missing. That has...
Oh, like an identification McGruff.
No, that like your friend knows. Like, I would be your friend. Like, okay, when I call my little sister, that bitch literally, if she does not answer the phone, 10 minutes tops, call me back or else I'm calling the FBI. Like, for sure. She lives in California. She's cute. She's adorable. Like, I have nieces. I have nephews. You gotta give
more than 10 minutes,
No, though. No, no. Seriously. Like, dude, she doesn't answer the phone and I post on every platform that we're on together and I'm like, okay, the timer has started now.
So she knows about this countdown.
Yeah. She's very aware.
What if she lost her phone for
a day? Dude, she better figure out a way to tell me. Like, she doesn't fuck around with my paranoia on the subject.
Yeah.
Like, and I give everyone...
I'll respect that.
I give everybody but Jean and her husband this. Because them fools will go... Jean will go days without talking to me and then text me back the same thing that I was talking about 3 days ago.
I'm sorry.
So,
you
like,
accept this part
she,
of me.
Yeah. These are things I know. She's not dead until it's been at least a month.
Oh, thanks.
Hopefully
well,
she's
you
not
can
dead.
Pop in.
True.
Yeah.
But now she has shady doorbells, so I don't know.
No. It's not shady. It's pretty cool. That's,
home security.
Yeah.
It's worth it. She's just being safe, which is also a part of this topic.
It is.
Safety.
There's crimes in this community, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
We made the news.
Dude, there was just a stabbing today.
Oh, really?
Well, yesterday in Pocatello. Yeah. I guess they found him today. I had a standoff and everything. That dude looks like a fucking weirdo. So.
Oh, was that the warning that the university around that area lock your doors and stay inside?
Yep.
Stop it.
Yeah, and he looks like he got some fucking bolts loose, too.
So, missing folder.
Yeah, so do a missing
folder.
You have
a third party that knows about
this
folder.
That knows about it.
Okay.
Right? And in there, if you have an Apple phone, you have, like, all your shit, your login shit, so that people can find out when you last used your phone, where you were. They can
tap in on
your location. Like, they can tip off the cops and be like, okay, so, she last logged in, too. Facebook at 10:05. Bitch hasn't done nothing since. She's dead.
Yeah.
Find her. She's missing.
Because she's always on Facebook.
Always.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? You just make folders or something. Or you just give it to your friend. Give your friend your information. Like, my passcode to my phone is swipe, swipe, two, swipe. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have one because children steal my phone. So, the stranger who finds it, please tip someone off.
Yeah.
But, like, that shit's smart to have. And I only have that rule with my little sister because we don't live in the same town.
Mm-hmm.
If we lived in the same town, I'd track her down and we'd be fine.
You wouldn't give her 3 days like you give me?
Well, no, because you're always with someone.
Oh.
So I'm never like, she's alone.
Yeah.
But like my brother-in-law works far away. So.
But she has all those lovely rugrats to keep.
That don't keep people from killing you. They kill your babies too, Jean.
You cannot live your life in fear.
I do. Dude, I have my whole life. And guess how I've made it this far in life? Like, I have never once Just kidding. I actually probably should have been murdered like so many times in my youth because I did some stupid ass shit.
Well,
you don't think clearly when you move out of your house at 15. You know what I mean? No. I did some shit. I could have died.
Everyone is allowed to be a dumbass till they're 21, and then come on, guys.
Get 21. Wow,
go get an adult card.
Ha! Huh. Jean's well, stealing my shit, folks.
You didn't do stupid stuff at 18, 19?
No.
Oh, come on.
No. Fuck no, dude. No. No. Well, wait. What? How old did you say?
18, 19.
Ooh, when you think yeah, you're an adult and you yeah. Actually, I did because I had just shit. I had just gotten out of a really abusive relationship at 18, and I was like,
"Survivor,
woo!"
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I was fucking throwing my shirt up around my head like a fucking helicopter.
That particular circumstance of what you went through, yes, ma'am.
I was balling out.
You do it, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I did some dumb shit, but straightened up real quickly, dude. When I moved in with my best friend, she She saved me. Shout out to Savannah Wells.
Sometimes you have those lifelong friends that you hang on to because they love you. And
oh, dude, her and her friend, her and her sister Ashley, those two are like the backbone to the woman I have become.
Mm-hmm.
Like, truly. Like, we three went through a bunch of shit together. And so I have those guys. And those guys, if I ever, which I need to, now I need to, because I mean, this just sounds so genius. Those are two of the people who'd be like, okay, I know this, I know that. Break my whole life down to them, give it on a paper. If anything on this paper does not happen, I am fucking missing.
Yeah.
Because I have really bad, like, OCD with, like, schedules and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I am very...
schedule-oriented. Yes. I've seen your calendar.
Yes. Yep. I don't fuck around. I like my patterns. I have a thing with patterns. I don't deviate from my normal routine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I stick to my routine. It is a set routine. My husband hates it. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I have it. So, like, if I am not at home by this time, and I haven't talked to you, you don't know, I'm not answering my phone,
yeah.
Something happened.
Something's wrong.
Actually, probably call again, because one of my kids probably has my phone. If you call twice, she'll get annoyed because you interrupted her game. She'll bring me the phone if I'm alive.
Yeah.
So, I mean, give me two. Yeah. Give me two. But my sister's kids are all older, except for her littlest one. So, they better be answering the phone. If she can't get to the phone, one of them fools better be answering the phone, or else I just think everybody did.
Yeah.
Everybody died. Give her 10 minutes. That's all she is. She knows it. It's been the family rule forever. And she lives in fucking California. So, and then I sit there and I have my crime obsession. So I'm like looking and I'm like, oh my God, that's where she lives. Oh my God, she lives there. Oh, that's 35 minutes away from where she lives. So I just get super paranoid and I call her and I'm like, you have DNA swabs of the kids? She's like, you are the craziest bitch in the world. I'm like, but do you? Like, do you? Answer me right now. We got DNA swabs. Put them in the freezer. Like, I am so crazy. Like, I'm crazy paranoid about horrible things happening. And I don't want anyone that I know to go down.
Uh-oh.
Something bad happened.
Yeah, somebody screamed.
No. Oh, no. Football has taken a turn for the darkness. Run! Just kidding. We are safe. We're in a locked room. We're fine. My little brother, on the other hand, Godspeed.
Yeah, but he can take it. He'll be all right.
Football's dangerous. But anyway, yeah, dude, make a safety folder with all your shit, all your login information to everything.
Even bank accounts and nonsense.
I'd at least let a bitch know where you bank. I mean, yeah, you're not going to get my account number, shady ass.
Well, cops would have to get that information anyways.
But like, you can tell them where to go. Like, okay, she banks there. I won't tell y'all my bank. Y'all won't get me like that.
Yeah. Nice try. Huh,
shifty. But no. So, like, yeah, you just let your people know. Like, hey, this is the plan. If anything happens, you can track my phone. You have access to this. And, like, if you're super paranoid, you have to remember that people can't get access to, like, your phone if they're not listed on your account.
Yeah.
So, if you're super paranoid, make sure your person that you give your fucking missing folder to has access to your account.
Yeah.
Don't give them a folder full of shit they can't use.
Yeah.
But, no, it's brilliant. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm always about proactive.
I mean,
preventative.
Yeah. And if my husband ever comes up with a story of like, oh, she went hiking, I'm fucking dead. You know what I mean? Like, if
you someone, might like to hike later on in life.
I fucking doubt it. As my beautiful people of the Morbid podcast say,
yeah.
Fresh air is for dead people. True believer in it. I ain't about to go in no fucking woods. I get so scared, and I always look for the body, dude. I'm telling you. I always look for the body. I'm like, we are going to stumble upon some shit. Some Maybe. Hillbilly shit. And we're going to die. Like, Idaho Falls wilderness, dude. I'm like, the hills have eyes. Was filmed here. Somewhere has to be. We're going to die. Like, nope, I don't do it. I'll sit in the car. Like, I'm great for, like, scenic drives.
Yeah.
I'm great. But, like, you want to get out and go explore it? The fuck you do? Not with me.
So you don't want to do that? They're doing a tour of the... It's a nighttime tour of the old TB hospital.
Well, I would do that.
Yeah.
That's fine. But, like, you're not going to... No one in their right mind is ever going to be like, oh, I saw Sean Marie out there in the mountains hiking it up the other day. The fuck you didn't. Like, and I don't run unless I'm being chased.
Yeah.
Like, and me and my cousin growing up, we had... Even... Dude, that's how long this has gone on. Me and my cousin growing up had the rule of, like, because me and her did a bunch of our shit together. She is my fucking idol. I grew up wanting to be just like her. So I went everywhere with her, and we always had the rule of, like, dude, if someone tries to abduct us,
yeah,
bitch, you better be faster than me. And my sweet cousin's always, she's always said, well, I'm going to trip you. So hopefully you can get up fast and run.
Yeah.
But, like, we always had the golden rule, like, hey, if we split up. If you're not back at the house in 5 minutes, I'll call your mama.
Yeah.
Like, I'll let someone know someone took you. But they ain't going to get a description of where, what you were wearing, what they drove.
Yeah.
Nothing. Because we're booking it.
We're out.
Gone.
Yeah.
But we know you came up missing. So, like,
You would rethink that today as an adult.
As an adult, I might want to look at the license plate, but bitch, I can't run backwards. So hope to God you guys have to do a U-turn and come in front of me. Because oh, no. I am not about to stop and be like, what does that say? I don't have my glasses. Honey, what does your license plate say? No, I'm gone. Gone with the wind. Me and my smoker lungs are going to go die at the end of the corner and be like, damn, am I far enough?
I made it three houses.
Right? Yeah. I made it four houses. Shit. That'll be me. And, like, I don't know. I always think about it. And, like, my little brother, dude, he already has, like, his whole death thing planned out. He's like, hey, when I die, do this, this, and this. And I'm like, oh, shit. Okay.
Is it actually a responsibility thing?
Yeah, it is.
You know,
it's a grown-up thing.
Something terrible happened, and both of you
I don't want anyone to ever say that everybody liked me and that I was, like, I lit up every room. I don't ever want that said about me. Because it's so not true.
You don't light up the room. No, you walk in there with judgment in your eyes.
Again. I do. And I judge everyone in the room first.
I know what the hell you do on Fridays.
I do. No. I do.
But I love you. Very
yeah, that's why I am who I am.
Yes.
And, like, everybody loves me because I am me. Yeah, I don't judge you, like, badly. I'm just like, that person's fucked up. I want to know their story. And that's really my thing is I'm like, you're interesting.
Well,
and did your mom like you?
You like, work in a nice place to people watch.
I do. And I talk to all of them. Dude, yeah. I like to talk to all, especially the old people. Dude, I feel like old people, I cannot wait to get old and just be an ass. Because literally, dude, they can say and do anything.
Yes,
and
yes, they
anybody's
can.
Going to be like, oh my God, that sweet little old lady just kicked me.
Yep.
No one's going to be like, hey, bitch, don't kick me. No, it's your nana.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Well, and like, cops aren't going to arrest an 89-year-old.
They're going to take you home. They're going to give you a lift, take you home, make sure your cats aren't
talk
in the
to
door.
Somebody else that's supposed to be responsible for you.
Let your neighbor know Betsy doesn't need to go out no more. She's had enough for the day.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be that grandma that, like, my grandkids come around and they're like, don't go by my grandma. She's a dick. Like, that's me. I want to be like, you have that ugly-ass friend, don't you? This is your ugly friend? Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm senile. But, like, I just use it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm old.
You might as well.
Fuck off. I want to hit people with a cane. I don't know why. But just, like, knee tap people just to be like,
I'm
old.
To you.
Yeah, like, I'm old, sonny. Tap, tap. Check your reflexes.
No, that's when you do it like the... the hook thing from the stage. And they would take the
hook
and take people off. Right?
Yeah, just like that. Like, I just want to give kids inappropriate candies at inappropriate times at gas stations and just pull it out of my pocket and be like, here's a mint, youngin. Like they do to my kids. Yeah. Like, give my kids a dollar. You know?
Yeah.
And that always happens. This happened the other day. That's why I bring this up. Not the other day.
They just randomly pay your kids because they're cute.
Well, no. It happened over the good old-fashioned, can I have 100 pieces of candy at the register? And I'm always a nice mom, and if you don't irritate me, you can have candy. That's mm-hmm. fine. You were awesome. We were in public. You didn't make me scream at
good
you.
Good behavior.
I didn't have to whisper under my breath while pinching your arm that I will fucking beat you. Like, you're a good kid. Yeah, get some candy.
Yeah.
You're a sweetheart.
Yeah.
And I tell her no, because we already have two candies, okay? In the bag. Grandma overhears, not my grandma, someone else's grandma, overhears my child being like, oh, you're mean to me. You don't ever give me candy. Wah, wah, wah.
The same month of October.
Yeah.
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 By the way.
In a couple of weeks, you're going to be in fucking candy heaven, so shut up. You'll be fine. But no, she comes and gives my daughter a dollar, and she's like, hey, sweet little child. Go against what your mother just said and you buy yourself a candy. Oh. So then I get the look from my daughter that's like, you heard what she said. Where's my candy that I'm going to pay for? Like, little old lady, like, I want to slap you, but you're old and you're cute and I can't.
Uh-huh. And she went directly against
like, and I was raised with manners.
You didn't grab the bags of candy that were already in and be like, she's fine.
No, no. I just looked at her and smiled and did that whole thing. Like, I just want to smack you, but like, my mom would beat my ass if I disrespected an old lady over a dollar bill, so I can't kind of look. Which,
did Maisie pick something that was less than a dollar, or did you have to pay tax on it?
Well, yeah, that's the thing too. It's like the candy bar she wanted is like $2 because it has some stupid ass little toy inside.
Well, yeah.
So I'm like, great, lady, thanks. Now I have to chip in on the cavity and pay for the dentist, you dick.
She went halvesies with you.
Old people, they're adorable. But no, really, dude, keep a safety fucking thing. Just so people can find out your shit.
My dad has one on me.
Oh, see?
Mm-hmm.
See?
Well, I kind of disappeared with a truck driver when I was 18.
Oh, dude. Jean lived the most fierce life as a child.
Yeah.
I'm going to say child because, like she just said, she could have been murdered. And Jean, tell the nice people why you liked this truck driver. Just so they know why you liked him. What was it about him, Jean? What was it?
He had a very sexy accent.
Bam, so, folks! Yeah. We don't judge people on their past.
As long as you learn from the experience and the boys are cute, and no, I wouldn't.
One's not cute, though, and he's jealous, by the way. Shout out to the one who's jealous. You know who you are, shit stain. You can come be on it one day when your mommy says.
I'll have to tell him to listen.
Oh, yeah. Now you have to listen to it. Gotcha, fucker. That's just for him.
They have a beautiful relationship, folks. It's great. They really do love each other.
That's when I came up with the line that some children should have been swallowed except for giving birth to. And that's literally been like the greatest thing in the world that I ever came up with on the spot. And so.
But that was just in defense of what he said. So.
That is true.
A lot of people.
We were at an all-you-can-eat place, too. And he tried putting me on blast and shit. It was really embarrassing. His mom wasn't even at the table. And he tries to put me on blast, so I had to get him real quick with a hard jab. And I was like, your mom should have swallowed you. Bam! Mic drop, walk away. Had to go run outside and tell his mom what I said before he came outside and told her what I said. It was a great experience. We do good road trips, folks. We're very fun.
Yeah, it's good.
I insult children, it's fine. Children
well,
love me.
He's not a child.
I am his favorite, and he's not a child either. And I am his fucking favorite, whether he likes it or not. I dub myself his favorite.
Yeah,
but
there's no choice in the matter.
Yeah. She does have cute kids, so it does, I guess. Hey, not murdering and having an adventure.
I just looked at it as, I've never done this before, so let's see what it's like. So on the road I went. And
yeah, see, Sean Marie never did that, because if any truck driver ever would have been like, hey, you want to come with me? I'm calling my mom. Like, no truck driver, sir.
I wasn't living at home, though.
I wasn't either.
It was 18 and I was in Boise.
Hell no. I had a fucking crazy ass relationship that I'm like, hey, this guy's kind of cute. I'll move out. Sure. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And then I learned my lesson.
I did fall in love.
I'll say there you go.
Man for sperm.
So. Oh, there's a love story.
You better tap that in.
Oh, yeah, she liked him. For like a second.
For a second.
Just long enough for adorable children, which are cute. But no, that's just my safety tip, you know? If you're going to pull a gene and...
Get an FBI file on yourself.
Give it to your main bitches and... Fuck, stay alive. Yeah. Hopefully.
No, you should always be careful. You
know? If no one knows your story. Yeah, if no one knows your routine and like you don't have a friend, then I suggest calling your mama if you don't got a mom.
Someone close to you.
The fucking mailman. Let him know if your mail's in there the next day, you need help.
Well, when we watched the... You know? Not Stookie. Is it Stookie? The Idaho Falls... show I just watched on the ID channel.
Oh, yeah.
Per your recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't found for weeks.
Yeah.
I really hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah. Ooh. And it wasn't until her friend was like, shit, you haven't been at bingo for a fucking minute.
Yeah.
So, like, let your friends know. Like, if I miss a bingo game and I don't answer my phone, fuck, come knocking.
Yeah.
If they have a really scary husband, probably don't. You know?
Text first.
Code words. Have a code word. If your husband's an asshole and he might kill you, tell your friends, this dude's an asshole. He might kill me. I can't get out. My code word is peaches.
I always just do SOS. If I text you,
well, that's obvious as fuck for the killer who gets your phone. Like, yeah, she tipped someone off.
But it says SOS. Though.
But if it's just like
the
a random
started.
Peaches.
Yeah.
Shit, and the cops, let them know that this was prearranged. You might... get questioned a little harder.
But if you have the folder. But,
yeah. If you have the handy dandy folder.
Yep.
That was provided by the smart person who does not want to get murdered. You'll be fine. Probably not in Idaho Falls, but you'll be fine. Anywhere else. You'll be fine. You'll be great. I promise. But yeah, that's my safety tip. That's my rant for the week is be safe. Jean's kids are awesome and you know who you are.
Your kids are awesome. I love you.
And husbands are invincible.
Invisible?
Invisible, yeah, sure.
It's selective, but yeah. Depends if the girls are mad at you.
Yeah.
And it's all about him.
And just keep in mind that when you see those people, crack a joke to yourself and just be like, that person should have been swallowed instead of born. And just remember that, folks, that sometimes you gotta take one for the team and save humanity.
Yeah.
So, you know, God bless. But yeah, follow us on Twitter. It is what it is, 208. Instagram, it is what it is, pod 19, I believe. It is what it is on Facebook. Facebook group, we love you. You guys are fucking amazing. Please talk to us more, because I like you guys. And I feel like you guys just listen because you know me. So just talk to me, because like, I feel better about it. And email us if you want to be a secret asshole at itiswhatitispod19@gmail.com. And stay safe. Write your fucking murder things. I mean, your non-murder things. Your victim might be...
Identification packet.
Which, don't lie on it either. You know what I mean? If you're 5'5", bitch, you're 5'5".
Can you post a format?
No.
For these ladies to follow?
Hell no. I don't know their lives.
Oh, come on.
I don't know what you do on a Sunday. Well, I know what you do. But, like, I don't know what other bitches do. Like, if you're not here, one, I might be mad because we're going to fuck up our podcast.
Yeah.
Two, I'm going to call you. So you'll be safe on Sundays if anything happens to you.
Okay.
But yeah, write your shit. Stay classy. Don't murder anybody. Don't get murdered. And we will see you next week. Adios.
Bye.